प्रभा ले बाबा कुसा उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे प्रीतम से कर मिलन जागो आत्मन उठो आत्मन आई रे प्रभा
ओम शांति। अमृत वेला टुडेज टॉपिक गिव इंपॉर्टेंस टू अमृत वेला फॉर बीइंग ग्रेट। बाबा नोज दैट यू मेक अ लॉट ऑफ एफर्ट दैट यू हैव हैड renunciation and tolerated a great deal. However, Baba cannot bear to see the slightest weakness in those he loves. He constantly has good wishes for you to become elevated. That is why, while seeing and hearing all of that, he is signaling you to become complete. Baba Dada constantly cooperates with the children at every step and will continue to do so until the end. Baba does not dislike anyone. He constantly has positive thoughts for even those who defame him, apakari. Therefore, constantly take his cooperation and continue to move along. Realize the importance of Amrit Vela and continue to take blessings from Baba. The end of the season doesn't mean the end of his cooperation. Bab Dada's hand and company are with every child, in every form and in every relationship. Now, according to the drama, you have been given some time. Therefore, consider this to be your fortune and take benefit from it. You are the hands of the clock of destruction. When you become complete, sampanna, time will come to an end, sampanna. Therefore, constantly maintain thoughts of the original self and be a spinner of the discus of self-realization, Sradarshan Chakradhari. It is a time of Amrit Vela when you receive blessing, and according to how much importance you give to Amrit Vela, so you will become great. So Baba is aware of three things. He knows how much efforts you make. He knows how much renunciation you have done, and he knows how much you have tolerated. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, I am not thought reader. I am not a thought reader. This is Bhut Vidya. But he knows everything. He says, I know the effort that you make, how hard you are working. It is not that. It is unbeknown to him. He knows the efforts we are putting in. He knows all the renunciations that we have done. The world is drowned in the worldly happiness, which is evanescent. In today's Murli Baba said, all this temporal happiness is transitory. Shanabhangur. You do not seek this happiness of the world. Your happiness is higher. The happiness of this world is not your happiness. This is very low. You've given up the low for the high. Baba knows how much you have tolerated in this world of sorrow, in this world of unhappiness. So he knows these three things. And that's why he says, that's why he cannot bear to see the slightest weakness in those he loves. If you love somebody, so you cannot see that person's weakness. So God loves us so much that he wants us to become like him, perfect. He constantly has good wishes for you to become elevated. That is why, while seeing and hearing all of that, he is signaling you to become complete. Bab Dada doesn't dislike anyone. Why? All are his children, so he has constant remembrance that these are my children. In next Sunday's Murli, Baba had said, this relationship of the father and child, this is the highest knowledge in the world. There is no other knowledge greater than this, that he is my father and I am his child. So he is constantly aware that I am father and they are my children. And that's why a father cannot love, cannot hate his children. So when we know that the seed is one, so the whole world is my family. There is no question of Brahmins and non-Brahmins and BKs and non-BKs. Who are we to stamp somebody as non-BK? That word itself is a, I will say, misnomer. Because this is an imperishable seed of knowledge. The seed may sprout, if not today, after many years. So we cannot say that he is non-BK and he is non-Brahmin. Rather, we should change it to a new nomenclature. Would be BKs. Who is he? Would be. This program is for would be Brahmins. That means you are Jnani and they are Ajnani. Who are we to stamp somebody as Ajnani? What have you understood about this knowledge? Have you really understood? To know is to know that I know not, is the real knowledge. So Baba knows the effort, Baba knows the renunciation, Baba knows how much we have tolerated, and that's why he can't see the weaknesses in us. And he doesn't like those weaknesses in us, and he doesn't dislike anyone. Even if there is somebody who defames him. Even if somebody who condemns him, Baba says, I love him. Because the basis of his love is not our stage, our words, our actions. The basis of his love is something else. He loves us in some other dimensions. His love is infinite, just as he is infinite. He constantly has positive thoughts. What was yesterday's blessing? Yeah, who are holy swans? They have good wishes, pure feelings for all. They will not have even ordinary feelings for others. They have always have elevated feelings, good wishes, pure feelings, elevated feelings for everyone. So Baba does not dislike anyone. He constantly has pure thoughts, positive thoughts for even those who defame him. Jesus says to his disciples, world has hated me and the world will hate you too. But the world will glorify me and the world will glorify you too. He says to his 12 disciples, rather 11, Sermon on the Mount. They have opposed me, they will oppose you. But then they will glorify you one day. So God doesn't hate anybody. He doesn't dislike anybody. He loves everyone. Because His love is operating at an entirely different level. It doesn't depend on what we give to Him or what we do not. His love is operating at a very higher platform. Probably He is constantly detached observer. And that's why all the souls, no matter what they are, how they are, because He knows their everything. And that's why He is able to love all. Because He remains in that detached observership, one. Because His love is infinite. Because He constantly has His own awareness and that I am the Father. Therefore, constantly take His cooperation and continue to move along. Realize the importance of Amritvela and continue to take blessings from Baba. The end of the season, probably this is the last Murli, doesn't mean the end of His cooperation. Bab Dada's hand and company are with every child in every form, in every relationship. Now according to the drama, you have been given some time. Therefore consider this to be your fortune and take benefit from it. According to drama, you have got some time. You have got some time. So milk this time. Exploit this time. Make use of this time. You have got some time. Don't waste this. And that's why Baba is saying at Amrit Vela, take blessings from Baba. Whatever you want to become, whatever is your dream, think of it, dream of it, believe it, let it go into your veins, into your nerves. Let it become the part of you, the very part and parcel of you. Think, visualize, dream, envision, contemplate, think, ponder, reflect, and the dream will translate into reality. And Amrit Vela is the best time for it. When the subconscious mind is active, imagine, visualize, envision that you are taking blessing from God. And whatever is your goal, that goal is becoming sakar. That aim is materializing. So be thankful to drama. The drama has given you some time. Consider this to be your fortune and take benefit from it. You are the hands of the clock of destruction. Vinash ki ghadi ke kaate. You are the hands of the clock of destruction. Probably, as far as I remember, there is no date given here, but this is probably 80s and Baba is talking with Dadis. When you become complete, time will come to an end. When you become Sampan, time will become Sampan. Sampan has two meanings. One is to become complete, another meaning of Sampan is end. So time will come to an end when you become complete. Therefore, constantly maintain thoughts of the original self. Thoughts of original self. In English, it is known as self-remembering. Self-remembering. This word was used long back by German philosopher George Gurdjieff when he propounded a new philosophy, the fourth way. That philosophy is something very much similar to Brahma Kumaris. So in that he has used the word self-remembering. Thoughts of the original self and become the spinner of the discus of self-realization. So it is the time of Amritvela when you receive blessing, and according to how much importance you give to Amritvela, so you will become great. So what is the way to become great? Give importance to Amritvela. How much importance to give? Too much. How much? Too much. If somebody is getting up late every day, if somebody is getting up at varying time every day, if the time is yet not fixed, if the Amritvela is yet not powerful, if the Amritvela, yesterday's Murli Baba had said, stay awake at night, the practice will help you during the day. Night is not the time for sleeping. Night is the time to stay awake. Your sleep should be the sleepless sleep. Your sleep should be the sleepless sleep. This word means yog nidra. This is the English word for the sleep of yoga. Even while sleeping, you are in yoga. So stop sleeping at night. This is the time of awakening. Sleepless sleep. So, sleep doesn't mean that you just doze off. People take 8 hours, 10 hours of sleep, and yet when they get up, they are not refreshed. One must learn the art of sleeping, how to go to sleep, so that even in 15 minutes, one must feel refreshed. Even in 2 hours, one must feel refreshed. Even in 4 hours, 6 hours sleep, you should feel as if you have got all the rest of the world. Any sleep, whatever sleep we have, that should become refreshing. If it is not becoming so, learn the methods. Find out why it is so. There are a lot of scientific literature available. Lot of reasons. So research sleep. One must understand what is sleep. What are the different phases of sleep? What is REM sleep? What is non-REM sleep? What are the 5 types of brain waves? Theta, delta, and how to enter into those deeper stages of rest at night, so that when you get up, you are refreshed, you are energetic, you are recharged. Even getting 4 hours, 5 hours sleep at night, you should feel very much enthusiastic. Not a wink of sleep at Amritvela. So making Amritvela powerful is the foundation of the day. Making Amritvela powerful, you can control the whole day. You win the whole day. You become victorious. In today's blessing, Baba said, you get medal of victory. When you win over yourself, when you win over the hearts of others, when you win over 5 elements, if you get this medal, then you will become beads of the rosary of victory. Otherwise not. So Amritvela is the time of self-victory. Amritvela is the time for self-conquest. Amritvela is the time for becoming triumphant over self. You become self-winner. So find out loopholes, the bottlenecks, the obstacles, the weaknesses that one is facing at Amritvela. Stop, think, go in silence, go in solitude and think, what is the problem? Each and every saint of this world had the habit of going in silence and solitude. Moses fasted for 40 days and 40 nights before he received the Ten Commandments of God. Jesus Christ used to go in silence. Guru Nanak, if you see him, his life, there are multiple periods when he retired from the public life and went in silence. Saint Francis, Saint Xavier, Saint John, Saint Bernard, Sufi Saint Rabia, Chaitanya, all these people used to retire from the public life in between and enter into the period of silence, solitude, into the cave of introversion, do self-checking and come back. Again they would go, again they would come back. They would stay without food, they would stay without water, they would stay without public contact in between, and then come back, recharged, energetic, spiritually uplifted, maximizing their internal potential, and then come out in the world and give to the world what they achieved in those periods of silence, the spiritual illumination they got, the spiritual enlightenment they got. So Amrit Vela is the time for all of this thing. Spiritual enlightenment, spiritual illumination, spiritual awakening, spiritual rise, taking oneself to the higher spiritual platform, maximizing one's potential. So know the importance of Amrit Vela and you will become great.